Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It is best-selling Mindful Framing, Transform Your Anxiety into Vital Energy. Dr. Oscar Segurado teaches you how to train the mind to be aware of the present moment while processing actively each and every relevant thought and experience happening in our lives. Deepak Chopra calls mindful framing a treasure trove of holistic, medical, and scientific knowledge essential to achieve a healthy emotional and physical life. Dr. Segurado is an international speaker, award-winning author, physician-scientist, passionate about integrative medicine. He experienced firsthand the mental, emotional, and physical effects of his high-functioning anxiety as he witnessed its impact on family, friends, and colleagues. Dr. Oscar Segurado, author of Mindful Framing, Transform Your Anxiety into Vital Energy, by the way, named one of the best books of all time by Book Authority. Well, he joins us now on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome to the program. I'm looking forward to this. Great to have you with us.
Thank you so much. I'm really happy to be with you, and I will really enjoy every moment of this conversation.
This is going to be good, and I'm taking notes as we go, as I'm sure people at home will be doing as well, and getting information on why, where to buy the book and what else is available. We'll go through all of that during the course of the program. Tell me a little bit more about yourself and what led you to write this book, Mindful Framing.
So as you mentioned a moment ago, I am a physician scientist. I've specialized in immunology and neuroscience. And I moved to the United States about 20 years ago. And I started going up the ladder in the biotechnology industry. Right now, I'm chief medical officer of a biotechnology company working on gene and cell therapy. So that's completely different to this kind of work that I've been doing, let's call it in my private life. And everything started in October 2014, when I was chief medical officer at the top of my game. And from one day to another, this very nice world organized about possessions and work and career crumbled totally, because my oldest son, at that time he was 19 years old, he was in college, had a really nervous breakdown that required medical attention, and also required the entire family, including myself, to pay attention to that. So at that time I realized that I had something that many people live with and don't realize. It's called high-functioning anxiety. What that means is that you are into this very busy world, so many things going on, and something happens that practically gives you some opportunity for self-assessment,
yes,
for looking into where you are. And from one moment to another, I realized that I really needed to do something different, to look inside myself, to go into self-awareness, and also connect better with others, especially with my son.
How difficult was that self-awareness? So many people go through that and they fight it, they resist it. You learn from it and have prospered because of that emotionally, physically, mentally. How difficult was that self-assessment to be honest with yourself? And honesty is something sometimes we're not real good at.
I think that you touched exactly the right fiber of our core as human beings. And this is that we are so embedded in society and in the external world that we pay almost no attention to ourselves.
Yes.
So we don't have this opportunity of looking into very simple things about understanding ourselves and understanding those that are close to us. So this is empathy and self-awareness. And it's really difficult. It's really difficult because we do not even spend time on that. And think about that. The day has 1,440 minutes. And I start asking when I do these kind of talks or when I speak with people that I am helping, that they should start just with 5 minutes per day. And they can be usually allocated that the early in the morning, early at night, or 5 in the morning and 5 at night. And these are 5 minutes where you should be totally off the grid. You should be with yourself. And this is the moment to start going into the three parameters that I talk about in my book that I think everyone should be considering, and is thinking about the natural world that surrounds us, the emotional world, which is people around us, and then the organism, which is our body, which includes our mind and our brain and our entire systems and tissues and everything. So when we just spend time on these elements or on these parameters, we're going to spend slowly more and more time, and we're going to start feeling much better.
The book is called Mindful Framing. Our guest on the program, the author Oscar Segurado, MD, PhD, that's Sugurado. The book available at Amazon, his website as well, neochi, neochi.org. All sorts of information there, the five steps towards a new frame of mind that the doctor talked about. There's we got on the video version, he's got a copy of the book. I've got a copy of the book. So the book is there. And this is really a different approach, isn't it? This is not some rehash, something that's been out there for 20 years and you've gone back and revised it a little bit. This really is a new approach that's changing lives.
Yeah, it is. And I just show you the Spanish version. I'm originally from Spain, I guess. You notice that with my accent. So I have also a version here in Spanish for those that are interested. And here you see also with the recommendation from Deepak Chopra that you mentioned a moment ago. So, yes, this is something that is completely revolutionary and different. Because when you hear about mindfulness, meditation, yoga, all these buzzwords, or even these new apps, which are Headspace and Calm and so on, with this nice commercial of 30 seconds, just pay attention. I think that's unreal. I think that's not something that really fits with where we are right now as a society and where we are right now in terms of our brain evolution. So we're trying to bring back to life something that worked very well over 2,000 years ago, which were all these techniques which basically consist in calming your mind and try to concentrate in your breathing and empty your mind. I tried that. I did transcendental meditation. I am an expert, I would say, in acupuncture and Chinese medicine. I'm very interested in Ayurvedic. And I took from all these holistic aspects what I thought could work well in the current environment, in where we are today as a society. And based on, again, all the development that we have in our brain, in this information, IH, which has changed totally everything. Even in the past 20 years, our brain has to adapt at an incredible fast pace of a world that is practically impossible to tackle as a normal individual. So what I did was start adapting and thinking about that a lot. And because of all these ideas, I put that in this book. And the core of the idea is that you should create what I call a mental movie, which is something that you repeat like a mantra. But it's not emptying your mind. Absolutely not. It's the contrary. It's filling your mind with ideas, but with a kind of program or a number of sequences. I call that it's like a movie and you have different scenes.
Yes.
And when you repeat those scenes over and over, you are going to find a way to spend time thinking about yourself, what we were talking about at the beginning. So it's all self-awareness and empathy. And I include a number of scenes that I can describe briefly here, but they are also described very clearly in the book and also in the two websites. One website which is exclusively about the book, called mindfv.com or mindfulbook.com. Both take you to the same place, or neochi.org, which explains what I call the neochi lifestyle. So that may be a little bit confusing, everything I'm talking about. But there are a number of scenes that you create in your mind using the so-called visualization approach. So you visualize a number of scenes that I give you some templates.
Yes.
And then you fill them in.
I'm trying to say, take all of your knowledge and share it with us in 20 minutes. And the funnel doesn't work like that. So we're touching on the surface. And I have so much I want to talk about as we're discussing mindful framing. That's the book from Oscar Segurado, Dr. Segurado. We'll give those websites as we go on. We really live in a fast-paced world, probably more so now than even a year ago. If we would have done the program a year ago, we wouldn't have had the COVID-19, the pandemic, and trying to juggle working at home, having kids at home all the time, all of this. Why is it so important that we understand and then transform anxiety and stress? Why is that so important?
So, my background is in immunology and neuroscience. And there is a type of area called psychoneuroimmunology, which tells everyone about the connection between our body and our mind. And that is very simple to understand. So there is, for instance, a nerve, which is the vagus nerve, which is the longest nerve in the body, which connects directly our brain with all the organs in our body. There is also two systems, two neurological pathways, which are the parasympathetic and sympathetic nerves, which also connect both systems. So everything in our bodies are connected. And it's extraordinarily important that we understand that if we reduce the number of signals that we are sending, especially negative signals that are the ones related to the sympathetic nervous system, and also a number of hormones like cortisol, in part of so dopamine and adrenaline, and we reduce that, then we're going to start getting mental energy. And that's what I'm talking about, that when we reduce all these negative signals and neurotransmitters and neurohormones, we are going to have more power, more vital energy, which is going to be really drive what I prefer to call it well-being more than actual happiness, which is more something that happens kind of as more small bouts.
Yes.
And I think in that way, that's what I call transformation. But you need to work on that.
Everybody feels anxiety, stress, that's part of life. We learn to deal with it. I mentioned Dr. Segurado is a physician scientist. A lot of work you've done that shows the correlation between stress and anxiety and very serious diseases. We really need to be worried about that. I mean, it can lead to very serious medical consequences, can't it?
Yeah, so I'm an immunologist. I've been working on the treatment of a number of diseases, especially autoimmune diseases. So when you have an hyperactive immune system, what you give the people is cortisol. And would you give that in the form of corticosteroids, hydrocortisone, and you also have these creams that you use when you have any kind of rash. What is that? This is exactly the same hormone that you produce when you have anxiety and stress, cortisol. So this is again a way to explain that if we want to avoid autoimmune diseases, for instance, we should have this kind of control over our mind and the way we respond to a number of stimuli that exist out there every day, and also something even worse, which is what is in the back of your mind. I call it the skeletons in the closet of the past and the ghost in the future. So your mind is continuously coming back with circular, negative, and repetitive thoughts that drive you nuts. Yes. And all that is going to trigger a number of signals through the sympathetic nervous, through all these neurohormones that are going to really ensure in some way, which is a negative thing, that your immune system is going to be weakened. So you're going to be more prone to infections. You're going to be more prone to cancer, to autoimmune diseases. So that's why, and I think what I'm saying is something that is so obvious that everyone has experienced, that I think that we have to work on that. And and that's why there are so many people giving a number of ideas and recipes to control anxiety. One of them.
Well, yes. And right there at the top, I mentioned the book named One of the Best Books of All Time by Book Authority. So we're talking about a book and a technique that is working and producing results. The book is Mindful Framing, Transform Your Anxiety into Vital Energy. Dr. Oscar Segurado is our guest on the program, Segurado. Let's get very basic here. Boy, time is going by so quickly. What is mindful framing?
So mindful framing is this practice that I've developed first with myself and then with a number of people that have been following my webinars or interviews like this one or a lot of materials that I'm providing, by the way, for free. I've created a nonprofit 501c3 organization. And basically, I am providing everything that I'm my earnings in some way from my day job as chief medical officer. And even the book is free right now. So both versions in Kindle, in electronic books for mindful framing in English and Spanish can be downloaded. And the only thing I would ask everyone is to give me a good rating. Right now, I have over 200 comments, and I have a 4.5 stars in Amazon.
Fantastic.
So which is I'm very proud of that. So mindful framing is this time that I recommend everyone to spend with themselves. And again, instead of trying meditation, or which is very difficult to do. I mean, only people that have been doing meditation for years and years are really able to empty their mind. So I'm giving a recipe of what to do with maybe 10 minutes every morning or at night. It depends what's the preference. I do that even walking now. So you don't need to close your eyes. You don't need to have a special position. You just need to follow these five scenes. And I'm going to describe very quickly these five scenes in your mind. First of all, I call the anxiety bus, which is a bus where you put all the issues that you have that day. So all the bad things, people, situations, and so on, and you collect them and you practically think about that. That is different from anyone else. So I'm telling the people to confront their problems head on. That's the first thing that you do with mindful framing. It's strange. You're going to say, oh, I want to be quiet. No, I do that. I tell the people to do that. It works. Second, you start thinking about your five senses, how you use your sense of taste, your sense of vision, hearing, everything. And I give some indications how to do that. Number three is to focus in your mind with how you would interact or connect with nature. And I use examples from Ayurvedic medicine in terms of how to describe the five elements of energy. And from there, from nature, I move into emotions, which is, again, helping the people understanding what is emotional intelligence, what is self-awareness. And finally, I give also some ideas about how to treat your body in the right way, including how to learn how to sleep, how to do exercise, nutrition, a number of things. So all this is included in this practice of mindful framing.
Mindful Framing is the name of the book. You'll find it at all the usual places. I'll give you all the websites here before we leave the program so you can get that information. We'll have it on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I want to go back to what we were talking about, how this can help us prevent some very serious illnesses. Can we optimize our immune system to tackle COVID-19? Would that work? We're all waiting for the vaccinations. Many of us are waiting a long time. Is there something we can do ourselves to help?
Definitely. There is a direct connection between the immune system and the mind. And indeed, tomorrow morning, I have a webinar. I know some people are going to listen to this several days later, but this webinar, which is about 1 hour or 45 minutes, and I'm going to have a Q&A. I'm going to describe exactly what we're talking about, how we can boost and improve the immune system with our mind, and also with a number of aspects in terms of nutrition and other wellness aspects. So this is extremely important that we have the right immune system, also for the vaccines, because we all know that there are some side effects.
Yes.
And of course, I'm looking for that and having that as soon as possible. But it's important also to be able to have the right cells doing the job. And the point that I make in my book, I'm going to make tomorrow morning in that webinar, which is going to be available in YouTube in a few days anyway, and this is also available through my website, is that we have to think that our body has trillions of cells. And everything that we do every day in terms of nutrition, exercise, sleep, and things like that has an impact on each cell. We usually see our skin, we see our body, our muscles, but we don't think that we are composed of all these cells. And among them are cells that are extraordinarily relevant to what is happening right now. And this is the T cells. These are a certain type of white blood cells, and the B cells. And they produce the so-called neutralizing antibodies or certain responses to control the virus, in this case, COVID-19. So it's very important to treat these cells as an extraordinarily complex systems that are going to take up everything that happens in your body, including all that I mentioned, all these signals, neurological signals that we are sending through the sympathetic system and parasympathetic system, and also through neurohormones like cortisol or adrenaline or dopamine.
I got about a minute or so left. I mentioned in the beginnings you felt the effect of what's called high-functioning anxiety. How many people suffer from that? As I'm reading that, I'm thinking, boy, there has to be a lot of us, and I'll put me possibly in that category as well, high-functioning anxiety. We're dealing with it, but we think we're dealing with it okay, that we can handle it. In effect, we probably can't.
So what happens with high-functioning anxiety is that you're looking for the next high. You practically need continuously to get any kind of input. It could be from doing something actively, to speaking with someone, to be able to do work, to work more and more hours every time, to progress in your career. So that produces a type of anxiety that is not reflected in your need to take anti-anxiety medications or something like that. It's not the case. It's there. It's in the background, and it's destroying your functioning, both your mind and your body, slowly. And these are people with high blood pressure that have also certain types of diseases that we mentioned a moment ago. So all these needs to be realized. So you have to calm down and start looking at what happens to you when you're not in this frenzy of this more and more, and to do every time more things. So I have a very simple final word to tell to everyone today. And this is, and remember that, if you want to remember something from this conversation today, remember these few words. Less is more.
That's so powerful. And it's not a lot of words there, but it gets the point across very well. The book is Mindful Framing, Transform Your Anxiety into Vital Energy. The author is Dr. Oscar Segurado, our guest on the program. That's Segurado. Book I mentioned at Amazon, Neochi, Neochi.org. Doctor, you mentioned a couple of other websites. What are the other websites where information, you can order the book there as well?
So I think the book is available everywhere from Apple and Amazon and everywhere. You just go, you can Google it, but everywhere is basically a free download. And again, if you want to find many more resources in terms of audios, videos, even coloring pages and ways to see all the images that are included in my book, you can go to the website, and you will have pages like this.
Oh yes.
You see, where you explain organism, nature, and emotions. So I try to help everyone to really understand the concept and use that as a kind of framework to create their own movie.
Well, yes, and it's something that you're talking about, not in some abstract way, but you went through like so many people and you came out a better person for it. The book is Mindful Framing, Transform Your Anxiety into Vital Energy. Dr. Oscar Segurado is our guest on the program, Segurado. Doctor, a pleasure. Hopefully we can do this again. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much, Rick, for having me.
It has been a pleasure. Yes, and information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.